And the top of the afternoon to you as we pop the top of a brand new week in the open forum, getting it said for Newport County for 68 years. And we start things off today with Newport School Superintendent Colleen Burns-Germain, who joins me on the line. Hello, Colleen.
Hi, Bruce. How are you today?
Good.
Happy October.
Happy October to you, right? This is
right.
When the fall really hits the road here or something. The leaves hit the ground and... It's fall. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
It is, and it's a chilly one. It's starting off quite chilly.
Well, it is, but we expect that in the fall.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Time to get the sweaters out.
That's so, for sure. Ready. That's for sure. And, of course, you're well into the swing of the school year. I mean, school's been in for a month now, right?
Yes, just about a month. We're entering week four right now. We start after Labor Day, so... Unlike other schools, start after Labor Day, being a tourist town, and also coordinating with our other districts nearby for our high school programs. So
yeah.
We start week four today.
Is this RPTA situation going to affect school transportation at all?
Right now, we're in good shape. Unfortunately, the RPTA situation does not, well, fortunately, it doesn't impact us because, unfortunately, it doesn't transport any of our students down to the Rogers High School area or the southern part of the school district. The bus stop does not come down this far.
Yeah.
So right now we'll be continuing with the yellow buses and we'll just keep moving forward. So we're okay right now.
A good perspective to have, and it's worthwhile to just make note. Sometimes things get blurred in these statewide stories and things. But one story that we are right in the thick of, and it affects Newport and Middletown, the regionalization of the school districts. And you pointed out in your community update, your parents' letter last Thursday, you pointed out that as well as some other very, very important points. And I thought it was really well put. And I wanted to have you on to talk about it because if someone's not a parent, perhaps didn't see and read your words. So tell us what you told the parents last Thursday.
Okay. Thank you, Bruce, and thank you for having me on, as always. So last week, I just, the regionalization question will be on the ballot for all Newport and Middletown voters. And I just wanted to share some facts about what is going on regarding that topic. Middletown will have two questions before it. One is to bond for a new elementary and middle and high school, and also the question of regionalization. They have two questions in front of them. Newport has one. Do you want to regionalize, yes or no? Because Newport has already voted and for its bond and has already taken on its responsibility for building the new high school. Middletown will, if they pass their school bond and if regionalization passes, they will take on that responsibility for building their new schools and new facilities for their children, which they need desperately in Middletown. So I shared that. I also shared as well that the one fact we all know with regionalization is it does have a financial impact for both school districts. For Middletown, for their school projects, if it passes for their bond, they will get a 80% reimbursement on their building of new construction. Newport, which has already passed its bond with its community, will get an additional savings of $46 million on top of the 53.5% or 52.5% we have already received. So that $46 million will come back to the city. And then from there, it will hopefully go towards educational support as well as some other factors the city may decide. But that's, and that kind of gets to the crux of what everyone is wondering. So there's no doubt that there's a financial benefit for regionalization. As shared, 80% reimbursement on the school construction projects for both communities. As well as going forward, there will be a change in all capital improvements and building projects for the schools. for reimbursement. And what I mean by that is presently for both communities, Middletown and Newport, both communities receive 35% housing aid for any of their school projects. If we regionalize, the regionalized school district will receive 67% reimbursement on any and all of its projects. So to simplify it, if we have $100,000 in capital improvements for the regionalized school district, we will receive $67,000 reimbursement from the state. The other thing that the regionalized school district will receive that presently our school districts do not receive now is about $1 to $2 million of reimbursement on bus transportation. That also comes to the districts. So that's another financial fact that occurs if the districts decide to regionalize. So those are the money aspects.
Well, they are, and they're very, very important. And I think that you brought up an interesting point and an important point about the increase in the reimbursements. But when in the discussions, and there have been many, many, many meetings, well attended or not, or so forth all summer long, the subject of money has always been a little bit of a sticking point. People object to the talk about money. People say that it's happening too fast. But there's another aspect to that that I just figured out when you were just talking about the other part of the money, and that's the bus transportation. When we consider the money part of this, the financial part of this, we just stop at, oh, well, they want money to build a school. Well, they want money to build a new wing. Well, they want, but the money really comes down and can count for other things as well. So no matter how you feel about this, it's important to consider that when you're talking about the dollars, it's not just for brick and mortar.
Correct.
And I think that's an important point. And look, in fairness, again, doesn't matter how you feel about this, you should really have all of the facts. And the other fact that I really thought was important that you brought up to the parents was that all three questions must be approved for this to go forward. So Middletown has a money question. Middletown has the regionalization question. They have to say yes to both of those. Newport has to say yes to the regionalization question. So if any one of those gets a no, this doesn't happen.
That is correct. All three must pass in order for regionalization to take place and to move forward. What has been like the sticky situation, I'll say, is so people hear the fact about the finances and they then turn to, but what are the educational benefits for regionalization? And that is something that originally when the conversations were held with the consultants, et cetera, there was the recommendation that an academic advisory committee should be put together immediately to see what kinds of plans or what are the things the regionalized school district would like to see that perhaps they do not see now, or maybe there are some new ideas people have. So I want to credit Councilwoman Lynn Segley, Jean Marie Napolitano, and Elizabeth Fuerte for putting together a resolution in Newport to have those discussions and have that work start now. Have people come together now and let's have the conversation, because a lot of people do want to know, how can this be different? What can look different? How can we have improvements for our students? So what are the educational benefits? And as with anything, in order to have new programs, in order to have new supports and all that, it takes money. So that's another way of looking at it as well. Maybe perhaps with these savings or with these less costs and your expenditures going forward, maybe now is the time to really seriously start thinking about how we fund schools. And maybe this is a game, to me, this could be a game changer in setting up a predictable business model that will allow schools to do appropriate planning, staffing for 3 to 5 years, not going to this one-to-one every year, wondering how much you're going to get. Hold the schools accountable, hold them responsible for the funding that is provided for them. And also give whoever is running the school district or leading the charge, give them the opportunity to know what kind of resources will be available to them to put in whatever programs, whatever you want for children to build a better school system. So those are the things. So that's what Councilwoman Segley Mayor Napolitano and Elizabeth Ferrete. I applaud their courage and leadership in that. And they brought that already to the Middletown Town Council with Paul Rodericks, and they approved it 7-0, and they support it as well. I also want to put in a plug and a thank you to Town Council President Rodericks for his coming forward, and he has in numerous times apologized for when 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, we came before Middletown and we asked and proposed possibly regionalizing with them at that time. At that point in time, they did not. And a lot of hurt feelings, and I think things were said in the moment that people have apologized for, had time to think about, and, you know, they're kind of rolling up their sleeves. This is what I see from my perspective, and saying, okay, we get it. Let's work together, and let's do what's best for kids for both our communities. So I do applaud him for doing that. For, you know, just, you know, saying, mea culpa, I'm sorry.
So. Yeah. I mean, it is certainly easy to take the cynical view and say, well, things are different now, and they are for Middletown. And the other part of this that will remain to be seen, and it'll really come out 5 weeks from tomorrow, is that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, you know? That's pretty soon.
That is. So now's the time to really start to arm yourself with the facts and to figure out where you stand on this and if you're going to change your mind at all. And that's the big question to my mind. Will this resentment, because there is resentment, will this go away? Will the mea culpas and the apologies and the this and the that be looked upon as something more than, yeah, we're kind of in it right now and we need the help, Newport, and whatever. And you wonder if those wounds have healed. Plus, there's been decades and decades and decades of unspoken and elephants in the room and things about Newport and Middletown schools. Some of it has been attempted to be explained away. Well, people from Newport moved to Middletown, so it's all local people. Yeah, but the reason people from Newport moved to Middletown is one of the gorillas that's in the schoolroom. So it really comes down to whether or not the long-standing feelings have changed at all. And I guess we'll find out in 5 weeks.
Right. Well, I have to say, having family in both communities, Middletown and Portsmouth, on Aquinic Island, all over, we're kind of like one big community, just Aquinic Island in itself. And as far as people moving, a lot of times I know when my friends and everyone were moving, they were moving at that time because they could get more land and they could have a big build at a more reasonable price. So the housing market is very, very tough at Newport. It was then and it is still now. So a lot of times people do move because of that. But the other thing is this is me as a person speaking. We didn't like it. You know, I was always taught, treat people the way you want to be treated. And we didn't like how we were treated when we were before Middletown. It makes me wonder why we would, you know, for the kids and for the community, why would we deny the children in Middletown what we felt Middletown denied our children? So that's something I think about.
It's a great perspective. And it really is. I mean, look, the answer is of two minds. I mean, I've talked about how I feel about this, and that's just immaterial in this discussion right now. But from a parent's perspective, you'll do anything for your children. Mm-hmm. So I think that if a sentiment and a feeling is going to win the day, that may well be it, Colleen, in my view.
Well, and I'm in education. The zip code doesn't determine, you know, how a child or where a child receives education, quality education, strong educational programs. We do it now. We have children from Portsmouth, Middletown, Tiverton, Little Compton, Narragansett, South King. They come to Rogers. We have children in Rogers that go to Middletown and Portsmouth. We already do it now at the high school level where the zip code doesn't matter. If a child, and that's our whole purpose and role, provide quality programs, provide opportunities and access for all children to be able to attend school to the programs that are best going to fit their needs. And I think if you bring our communities together, we'll be even stronger. But that's, you know, that's for the voters to decide.
It is. So it really is. And now's the time.
And,
yep.
voters will decide that. But at the end of the day, I hope we just do what's best for everyone and what's best for our communities. Because the other way I look at it is, how is it going to look if Newport votes it down?
That's it. I don't know. That's an interesting question. And I hope that we have a chance to have the discussion over the course of the next few weeks. It's always great to talk to you. And I can't thank you enough for coming on in this forum that actually is targeted primarily at the voters. And that's right. The difference with this medium in comparison with other media, the fact that we are targeted and focused at the voters who are going to be making this decision. Most of our audience is not far flung. So I appreciate you giving your time, and it's always great to have a forthright discussion with you on this.
All right. And I think the other thing is, too, for your listeners, ideas, what people think, you know, think about the possibilities. What is it that we could do that perhaps, you know, would help our programs and would help our students to have that access to quality education? You know, just what was it, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, no one ever thought all our children would be able to learn sailing or take sailing lessons.
Yes.
Or have a program like that. The teamwork, the confidence, the attendance in school, all of those things, that impacts that. That makes that learning experience a lifelong experience. We have great partners in Newport Teen Fame. As far as our tennis program, full cohort just graduated. They are now at Rogers High School, and they're making the varsity team in their freshman year. So the opportunities we put in front of those children that now maybe want to go for a sports scholarship, or people that just improved their skills at some kind of, whether it be in sports or whether it be working with Redwood Library or the Newport Art Museum, all of those things, all those opportunities help our children. And NACTAC, just 5 or 6 years ago, we did not have the programs we have at NACTAC. And it was through the sheer will of wanting these programs for our children and working with community partners, working with the other school districts in order to have different programs that we have them now. So I think this is an opportunity for the voters to think about, you know, if you don't do it now, when you're getting 80% back on your school construction projects, when you'll get a future 67 reimbursement on capital projects, when you have transportation operational costs that will also benefit as far as costs, those are all operational costs that, you know, let's now start thinking about. We've never liked the way we finance schools. We never liked the battles every spring a city council and a school committee would have. Now's the time, all right, if you're going to divert some of those funds, why don't you set up something so from a business perspective, use a business model, use something that's predictable, use something that holds leaders and schools accountable, and work it that way so they can plan and staff accordingly based upon students and the student needs and what the community wants and parents want for their children. So I think that's really important.
I'm so glad that you came on and that we had this conversation, as I always am. So thank you very, very much.
Okay.
We'll have you visit with us again before the election. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. I can't believe it's 5 weeks. Wow.
Yeah.
Flying by. Really. Okay. All right. Well, take care.
You too. Thanks very much for being with us. Newport School Superintendent Colleen Burns-Germain getting it said here in the open forum here on FM 101.1 and AM 1540. Thank you, Colleen.